My name's Alan Murph. I'm Scoutmaster of Troop 24 here in Petersburg, and we've had the privilege to welcome you on behalf of Troop 24 to the Eagle Scout Court of Honor for Bynum Jackson.
Gracious God, we come before you this night to honor a young man who's worked very hard to earn this great award, Eagle Scout.
I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country and to obey the Scout law.
To help other people at all times. To keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and mortally stable.
A Scout is trustworthy.
A Scout is loyal.
A Scout is helpful.
A Scout is friendly.
A Scout is courteous.
A Scout is kind.
A Scout is obedient.
A Scout is cheerful.
A Scout is thrifty.
A Scout is brave.
A Scout is clean.
A Scout is reverent.
And those are the Scout motto and the Scout law. Bynum started Scouts as a five-year-old tiger in Salmon, Idaho in 1996, and apparently he was a Pinewood Derby champ for many years. I'm not sure if he brought those secrets up this way or not, but do you still have your Derby cars? Or? Oh, there they are. I guess his scouting career spans from Idaho, Montana, Arkansas, Petersburg. Then he moves to the Far East Council in Taipei, Taiwan. Is that right? That's just a couple of islands over, I believe it. Then he moved back. He had his life border review there. That's the advancement right before Eagle. Then he transferred back to the Great Alaska Council and Troop 24 here in Petersburg. And his part of the, you'll hear later, part of his Eagle requirements is to do a public service project, and many of you helped work on it, was the bridge out at Sandy Beach Park. Next, we're going to have a review of the Eagle rank criteria, what's involved in the Eagle rank. And Jeff Erickson, who himself is an Eagle Scout, is going to tell us all about that.
Yep. To become an Eagle Scout, a Scout must earn a minimum of 21 merit badges, including 12 of which are required. He must serve actively in a troop leadership position for a period of 6 months after achieving the rank of Life Scout. While a Life Scout, he must plan, develop, and carry out a service project helpful in a religious institution, school, or community in a manner worthy of an Eagle Scout. He must demonstrate through the testimony of character references and otherwise, that he lives by the principles of the Scout Oath and law. In the daily good turn must take on a new meaning and better life pattern of service. Protect and defend the weak and helpless. Comfort the unfortunate and oppressed. Uphold the rights of others.
This is going to be the Eagle Scout Oath, but I need all the old eagles and bald eagles to stand up.
I will affirm my allegiance.
To the three promises of the Scout Oath.
To the three promises of the Scout Oath.
I thoughtfully recognize and take upon myself.
I thoughtfully recognize and take upon myself.
The obligations and responsibilities.
The obligations and the responsibilities.
Of the rank of Eagle Scout.
Of the rank of Eagle Scout.
I need the parents of Bynum to please come forward here. These two are really the driving force behind every eagle. I'm positive that without parents, good parents, it's almost impossible to get an eagle. Now, this is the time I like. He's got to pin this on her. If you will please pin that on your mom. And we require a hug and a kiss. Very good. Bynum, by the authority vested in me by the National Court of Honor of the Boy Scouts of America, it is my privilege to pronounce you as Eagle Scout. I need Randy Holmgren, also an Eagle Scout from 1982. He's going to give the Eagle Charge to Bynum.
I charge you to undertake your citizenship with a solemn dedication. Be a leader, but lead only towards the best. Lift up every task you do and every office you hold to the highest level of service to God.
A special thanks to my family, mom, dad, and my three sisters, and to everyone who supported me and nudged me along through the years. And thanks to everyone. And
pretty much closing up here, we're going to have the benediction, and then after that, we'll retire the colors. Father Pat, would you please?
I would be remiss if I didn't make a couple of comments about Bynum. Bynum has been very loyal to his church. And one of the pillars of the church, as I hear, as one of the pillars of scouting, is that of service. Service to others. And Bynum was truly a service to others in his church.
What does this mean to you to get your Eagle Scout Award?
That's a big accomplishment in my life, because I guess I've been looking forward to it since Tiger. You know, I hear all the stories about all the older kids getting there and always looking up to them. And I guess now I'm living in their shoes and kind of the example for everybody else. But it's a great accomplishment, I think.
So what do you say to the younger kids that are up and coming?
Oh, I say work hard and don't wait till the last minute to do it, because that's pretty much what I did, and it was a strong push to the end to get it done, but thankfully we got it done.
I don't know, you had 13 years behind you. You spent some time.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, exactly.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thanks for your part in the project.